New music from Sean Locke. That's Follow Me, 10th Avenue North, by your side. Prior to that, good morning, 721.
Weather-wise today, cloudy, occasional showers and highs near 73. Then still a chance of leftover Irma showers on the overnight tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow's high 79. Right now it's 61.
Our friends Jim and Jen Weber are here. We're going to talk about the cookie sale. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Always great to have you here. Jen, for those who don't know, tell us about the cookie sale.
Okay, first of all, it's the 20th year of the cookie sale.
What?
I just figured I'd do a little drum roll. We couldn't have done it without you guys. So believe
That's
it or not,
crazy.
We do have those records, and it is the 20th year.
I remember the first time you guys came in and talked. I remember Jim said, call me now, and his phone started ringing.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, it's very, very crazy. And I mean, it's amazing because we pretty much have... Every year, it seems like we doubled what we've done before, and it's unbelievable that you can do that. But
it's
people just reach out and help, so it's
and
a wonderful thing.
New people coming on all the time, so tell them exactly what the cookie sale is. How does it work?
Oh, by the way, after she's done, and like at the end, I have scandalous information about the cookie sale.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Scandal is in the air.
So you got to stay tuned. No, I'm turning the dial.
Well, I just didn't want to interrupt.
Is he a marketing guy or what?
Yeah, totally.
I don't want to interrupt, but apparently I did.
Well, like I said, it's 20 years. It started off in the Sunday school class. And what we do is we sell cookie trays. And we basically, the proceeds that we get from those cookie trays, we give to our partner Across International. And they have school feeding programs set up that goes to schools in Haiti. It's great because a lot of times this is the only meal that the children will get that day. As a matter of fact, usually Monday through Friday, the parents always make sure the children get there. And when the kids come back on Monday, a lot of times they didn't have a meal over the weekend.
Wow.
You know, so it's they look forward to going to school.
Yeah.
And it kind of breaks the cycle of poverty because they're getting an education and the parents are making sure they go there. And of course, you know, if there's need, they will help the help the families out as well. But I mean, they do take care of the children. You can see the difference. I mean, we were just down there in March, I believe it was, mm-hmm. and did a little tour of some of our schools. And to see the children, there were seven children and their parents living in this little hut, and they're just sleeping on the floor. And, you know, to see the difference from the kids that go to school and the younger brothers and sisters that can't go to school yet,
right,
with what they looked like, the hair color, the whole thing, it was amazing. It's like, just if we can keep doing that and incorporate somewhere along the line, get a preschool going where we can get the little babies in, but you can only do so much, you know.
How many meals last year? Do you know what the number was?
It was 2.6 million meals that we gave.
That you guys fed through selling cookies.
Yes.
Selling cookies, yeah.
Selling
crazy.
Cookies.
Now, Jim, I understand, you know, in years past, people would plan this out with their churches, and you had 40-some churches involved in local. It's going to change a little bit this year. Tell us about that.
Well, our churches that were doing it best, we would send order forms, and they would put them in a bulletin. Well, a couple years ago, we started doing these tables, and these tables started really doing well. And I know two Lancaster County churches, St. Phillips being one, did really, really well when they sold just that one day.
Right.
And so we're taking it and making it a one-day event.
So it's more like a pop-up cookie
sale.
More
of
a
pop-up cookie sale.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. It's a lot easier. It's a lot quicker. We really need our sale grew by about 30% last year, and we ordered 40% more cookies. We ordered 10 tons of cookies.
Yeah, we ordered lots of cookies this year.
Yeah, 10 tons of cookies.
That's a big goal. Yes, I'm glad I don't have to bake them anymore.
Yes.
So we're definitely banking on more churches coming in. To date, we got 11. I think we need like 17 or 16 so we can sell. We sold out last year, and I want to sell out again this year, but I ordered 40% more. So we're like five or six churches, depends on the size of them. We're like five or six churches behind.
Okay.
I would love, I mean, it's nothing more than putting, in fact, you don't even have the whoever wants to sign us up doesn't even have to man the tables. We can send people in to man the tables. We have volunteers.
So you're looking for a cookie captain.
Yeah, we are looking for a cookie captain.
That's exactly
what we call them.
Somebody who's a contact person at their church to man it.
Like Lisa has done the past, how many years have you done this?
Many years.
Yeah.
Many. And I forget how many. Yeah. I'm 50 now, so I forget these things.
Yeah.
In one word, it would be easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I have never forgotten.
Never forgotten. So if they want to sign up.
Well, it's going to be easier now because it's only one weekend.
Yeah, it's
bang,
just
bang, bang, you're in, you're out, you're done.
Yes. So if they want to sign up and be a church captain, a cookie captain, what do they do, Jen?
Well, they can call 1-866-COOKIE-9 or my cell phone number, 717-572-1436. Remember, dial 717.
What is the weekend?
572-1436. It's December 10th is what we're looking at as the main weekend.
I would say this.
And 10th. Okay.
And you can also visit the website.
Go to the website. Yeah, because we put a new video on that explains the whole process.
Yeah, you can check it out, too.
TheCookieSale.com.
Right, TheCookieSale.com.
TheCookieSale.com.
Yeah.
Go, and it's a simple process. It's easy. We take care of everything for you. And, you know, there's a lot of churches in the county. And like I said, there's a lot of good. Everyone's doing their own thing. I just need 6 or 7 people to stop and say, hey, I can do that. That's all.
Look, this is a great thing. For 20 years, we've been part of this, and we have seen the impact that it has made on kids in Haiti. The fact that you're feeding them is awesome. The fact that they have to come to school in order to get that meal is a double awesome. And that you guys go and see it on the ground, and the Cross International is there all the time.
Yes.
It is great. And the fact that you could sell a cookie tray, which is, you know, for Christmas, you know, for your family, for your clients, for whoever. The fact that you could sell that and have that kind of impact, 2.6 million meals.
Right.
That just blows me away year in and year out. So we just love being a part of this. We just want to encourage everybody, get involved. This is a great way to impact people in Haiti.
It's cheaper than like a candle or something that you would bring as a hostess gift. Or a basket full of jelly or something.
Yeah.
It's cheaper and it's cooler.
Yeah.
So
and it has a huge impact. So what was the scandal?
You want to hear what the scandal is?
Yeah.
The first 2 years of our cookie sale, it was a sub sale. We sold subs.
So really, the cookie sale is in its 18th year.
18th year, yeah. So
20 years if you count fundraising.
Right, well, in 2 more years, we're going to have our honest 20th. This is our 20th.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, look, we sold subs.
Look, go online, go to thecookiesale.com or call 866-COOKIE-9. Be a part of this year's cookie sale. It's all happening one day this year. We're looking for cookie captains December the 10th. Here's an opportunity to impact kids in Haiti, not just with food, but with their schooling. And in so many other ways, it is really changing the culture there, as Jim and Jen witnessed when they were there in March. 866-COOKIE-9 or go to thecookiesale.com. We'll talk more with Jen and Jim coming up in just a bit. Back to the music, we go with Brian Campbell, Your Goodness.